We're looking at Surah Qaf, which is the 50th Surah of the Noble Quran, Surah in the 26th Juz. We continue with the verses from verse number 17 or 18 onwards, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after speaking about the reality of accountability and having to answer for one's actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about where it all will end for man, and that is at the time of one's departure from this world. And to go through that, one has to experience death. Death brings the stupor of death, and all that it contains, it brings an end to one's existence in this world. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. The stupor of death has certainly arrived. Allah has informed man, look at what happens to a person as he leaves this world. The dying person experiences the different states, unconsciousness, the agonies of death. And at that time, he begins to see all the true facts, which he has informed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The veils are lifted. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. This is the very fate which you need used to try and avoid. That man resorted to many efforts to defer death, used to extensively try to flee and slink away, but he could not avoid that. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ. The trumpet is blown, this is the day of warning. The minor resurrection will take place at the time of death. The major one is at the time when the trumpet is blown, and that terrifying day when the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will be right before alongside man. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. Every soul will come, with it will be one angel to drive it forward and one to testify. So there will be two angels with every person on the field of resurrection. Every person will be present in such a way that one angel will be prodding him forward towards the field where he will have to give account of his deeds, or the other one will be carrying his book of deeds wherein all the deeds of his life will be recorded. And it's possible that these are the very two angels who are appointed to record his deeds during this world. So they know exactly, there's no way of getting out, there's no way of bribing them, there's no way of avoiding. Everything will be clear. And it will be said to them, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. You remain heedless of this. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. And we removed from you your darkness. فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Your sight is now sharp today. At the time when you were in this world, then you remained heedless of all that you were warned about. You didn't pay attention to it. You didn't bother about it. It was of no interest to you. Now that the veils have been removed and your eyes have sharpened up, you can see for yourself all that you are informed about. وَقَالَ قَرِينُ هَذَا مَا لَدَيَّ عَتِيدٌ. The companion angel says that this is what I had ready with me. In other words, the angel will present the book of deeds. Some of the opinion that the word here is the angel, or some others say it refers to Qareen, refers to Shaitan. Nevertheless, this criminal is present. He's the one who I deluded, Shaitan will say. He's the one who I brought here and prepared him for Jahannam. Meaning that although I deluded him, my influence and authority was not such that I'd compel him. It was at his own choice that he chose to follow a particular path. أَلْقِيَا فِي جَهَنَّمَ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. Allah will say that you too now cast into Jahannam every ungrateful believer. Cast into Jahannam every ungrateful believer or disbeliever. مَنَّا الْخَيْرِ مُؤْتَدٍ مُرِيبٍ. Who hindered of good, transgressor, and created doubt in people. This will be the order that will be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are these people? أَلَّذِي جَعَلَ مَا اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ فَأَلْقِيَاهُ فِي الْعَذَابِ الشَّدِيدِ. Who set up another god other than Allah, so cast them into the severest punishment. In other words, such people are eligible for the severest punishment that could come upon them. This is how people will be treated on the day of Qiyamah, those who did not submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.